我们不是 speaker 哈。
We are not the speakers.
到下面会有很多 speakers 上来。
Afterwards, there will be many speakers coming up.
我想真的是很快，一转眼三天就过去了。
Time flies and 3 days is gone.
我不知道大家里面有什么感觉。
Not sure how you felt within you.
我碰到一个弟兄，他说：“哎，我还想继续待在这里。”
And there was brother say, "I really hope I can stay here forever."
啊，但是这。那真的我们是活在时间的里面。
But we still living in time.
好，虽然我们觉得非常的舍不得。
Even though we don't really like to go away.
但是我们确实我们要下山了。
But we do need to go down the mountain.
我记得昨天那个Senior Sunday School 他们那个 drama 非常有意思。
I thought yesterday's Senior Sunday School the 180 degree was great.
他很形象的把我们这里的所有活动都表现出来。
It was actually very practically showing off.All the things that happened among us.
他们坐着车 run and run 就过来了。
They are sitting in the car round and round the bus and then they come.
然后在这里吃饭睡觉。
And came here to eat and they sleep.
他们坐在这里听，然后呢有 fellowship.
And listen, they have fellowship.
那我想他们，然后呢就接着又 run and run 回去了。
Then run and run they went back home.
所以我们在 run and run 回去之前呢，我们想让弟兄们姊妹们也有一个机会，让你们也上来。分享你们在营会里的得着。
So before you run around and go home, maybe you all can come out here and share something with everyone else.
所以我下面就把时间交给在座的弟兄姊妹。
So I commit this time now to all the brothers and sisters that's here in this conference.
所以如果你在这三天的时间里面，你觉得真的你得到很多，你愿意上来跟弟兄姊妹有一些分享的话。
So if you like to share with everyone what you have gained these few days, that would be great.
所以我鼓励你能够勇敢的上来。
Please be brave and come out here.
让接着你的分享，让弟兄姊妹们也能够得到帮助。
So through your sharing, everyone else can gain something from it.
谁第一个吃螃蟹的？
啊，
第一个上，第一个很愿意。
Who is going to be first one up and grab the crab?Whatever that means. Maybe I'll do the English and the Chinese.
Okay. 不是叫大家你们在下面说哈，要说上来说。
Don't everyone speak at once down there, but come out one by one and speak outside there. Joseph? No? Caleb?
Yeah, I think it's really...
You got the crab, right?
I got the crab. Even though I don't know what the crab is. Yeah, so it's been really encouraging coming to this camp.
对我而讲来参加这个青年营实在很受鼓励。
Knowing that there are many faces that are still the same.
我在这里看到很多熟悉的脸。
They're just getting older and growing taller.
他们就是长高了，也变老了。
But there are also many, many new faces.
但也看见很多新的面孔。
And so many people that are young.
很多都很年轻。
Which made me realize how old I am.
所以提醒我，好像我都是已经是很老了。
Yeah, so I think it is really nice now to pass it down to the younger generation.
好像觉得我应该现在我要交给这年轻一代了。
So you guys should take the baton.
所以你们应该接棒。
And continue the work of Christ.
就继续这个主耶稣的工作。
Uncle Neil and all the other brothers have spoken about the importance of following Jesus.
因为弟兄跟尼尔弟兄他们都讲到跟随主耶稣是何等的重要。
And continue to read his word, praying to him so that he can draw near to him.
所以我们能够亲近主，借着读经祷告来亲近他。
Because we know that he is the one that saved us.
因为他是那唯一拯救我们的。
Not anyone else, Jesus.
没有别人，只是耶稣。
So I really want to encourage each and every one of you.
所以我也想要鼓励你们每一个人。
To continue to follow Jesus.
能够继续的跟随耶稣。
No matter whether hard situations come.
无论是多大的难处临到你。
How difficult it is to go through the challenges in life.
而且又面对生活中的挑战。
Or when you fall and when you trip.
当你跌倒的时候。
Please remember Jesus.
请你能够记得是耶稣。
And remember his love for you.
他对你的爱。
And stand up.
还能够站起来,
and be strong.
还能够刚强,
because in Christ, He will sustain you.
因为基督他是会支持你,
and in Christ, He will make you strong. Because He has overcome.
因为他已经得胜了,
so, yeah, so I would like, and it's really encouraging to see all of you reading God's Word and asking so many good questions here.
又看见你们都在读神的话语，而且提出了这么多好的问题。
And I really hope and I pray that you can also take this home as well.
我也祷告说，愿这些问题跟答案你能够带回去。
For those who have heard about Jesus the first time,
那些第一次听见耶稣的人。
And for those who have still been considering Jesus,
或者你还在考虑要不要信耶稣。
Continue to think about it.
那又继续的思考,
continue to consider Jesus,
继续的思想耶稣,
and never stop asking questions,
不要停止问问题,
and hopefully one day you will also be able to understand the great love that we also share.
所以有一天你也能够明白我们共享的基督大爱,
the same grace that we have received.
我们也同样的领受同一个恩典。
And for those who have believed in Jesus already,
那些已经信了耶稣的,
keep on knowing him.
你们继续追求认识他,
never stop knowing him.
不要停止追求他,
so that you can grow and grow in him.
你也在里面的一起的成长,
so that you can come to know him and love him more and more.
而你更认识他也更爱他。
So that's my encouragement to you.
这是我对你们的鼓励。
Yeah, keep on growing in Christ.
在基督里继续的成长,
and pass that baton.
把这个接力棒传下去。
Yeah, good work, guys.
你们做得很好。
我没有打算要上来，只是被我旁边的妹妹给 push 一下。
I didn't plan to come out here, but the sister next to me gave me a push.
不过这次 camp 我觉得给我感触最深的一件事情就是我老了。
The things that I felt most this camp is that I'm old now.
因为这次在这个营会里面，我被安排跟三个。 一个九六九七九八年的妹妹一起住。
I have been arranged to stay in the cabin room with three girls. They are all born in the 90s, 97, 98, and 99.
Yes.
Yes. 96.
所以我觉得突然间我觉得哇，原来我已经是这么老了。
And then suddenly realized that I'm very old now.
我记得我第一次参加 camp， 我就是来这个营地。
And I remember the first camp I went to was this campsite.
那就是2008年。
That was 2008.
所以现在是多少年？对，反正就
2014
了，对。所以我就第一次我也是以。我在 high school 的时候哪一次参加这个 camp？
I came here the first time I was here. I was in high school as well.
所以我这次 camp 我觉得我感触很深，就是应该现在要开始做些什么。
So I start to have a deeper awareness of what should I do now.
因为我觉得好像每次 camp 在 camp 当中感觉就是灵命被提起来了，都是回到乡下山下，然后山下对山下。
Every time I come to the camp, yes, spiritually you're being lifted up, but when you leave this place and go down to the valley,
坚持不了几天，对。
Only after a few days.
都每次都是这样子。
Every time it's the same.
所以我觉得，哎呀，怎么，就是你知道一直在，你一直去参加 camp， 然后你一直有所得着，但是你回到山下，老师说山下，你会感觉你要面对很多事情。
So it seems that every time you come to the camp, you get a bit of a lift, and then when you leave the mountain and go down, and you face the same problem, the same challenges again.
我这次也是很不想，好像回家。
This time in the campsite, also do not like to leave this place.
因为下周就要很多作业要交。
Because next week I have lots of assignments that's due.
所以我就想说，哎呀，就待在这边不回家算了。
So I like to stay here and not worry about those things.
当然这是一种逃避的想法。
Of course, this is only try to escape from the real reality.
所以我们要，所以我就在想，我这次回去，我要怎么靠着主来，就是来每天的生活。
So this time going back, I want to think about how I can rely on the Lord to go through each day.
是因为不再年轻了，你要开始想。要靠着主更加的，怎么说？就是不能再浪费光阴了。
In a sense, I'm no longer young. I need to trust in the Lord, rely on Him, and not waste my time anymore.
对，我就是想分享这些。
That's all I want to share.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vincent.
What do you mean?
他的名字叫 Winston.
I'd just like to share a little thing that I've been experiencing that was thought about in this camp.
就是在这一次营会的时候，我跟你们分享一点的经历。
And it has to do with last night, something specific that was traumatic, and I think a lot of us don't want to talk about it ever again.
好像是在关乎昨天晚上的我们所经历那个特别的事情。
It has to do with the plane crash.
就是关乎到那个飞机出事故撞击。
The plane crash was something that I personally found was very confronting.
我觉得说那一次坠机的这个事故对我在一个很那个切身的感触。
While all of my friends were joking around taking pictures of themselves as for the last time, wondering what it would be like.
很多我的好像朋友周围都是在忙着拍照片拍自己，他们在想哦，像自己会怎么样。
I was actually very terrified because the audio and the visual were very good.
因为昨天晚上那个影片跟那个音乐实在的是感触很好，感觉很好。
In fact, I'm a bit embarrassed to admit this, but when it started to go, and then they said there was an explosion.
And 当我那个看见他这开始放的时候，说之后有一个爆炸。
A friend next to me decided it'd be funny to blow on my back.
因为我有一个朋友那个时候觉得说应该很那个好笑的，就是在他的背后向他吹了一口气。
And I was so terrified, I nearly burst into tears.
而那个时候他吹了一口气，好像我差点就哭了。
Because I think that a lot of us think that being happy to see God, to be happy to be out of this world, is something that we can't relate to.
而很多人我们觉得说能够有这样喜乐又去见神又离开这个世界应该是很喜乐但是我们不联系起来
It seems that they're too close to God or they know too much whereas I still am too weak, too sinful and too not knowing
因为他们是认识了神离神很近但是我却不认识神离神很远而知道的也很少
But even still, I think that Christ calls us to have faith and Christ calls us to trust in Him
但我也相信说主也呼召我们又对他有信心来信靠他
This is something that happened this relates to something that happened to me a few months ago
因为这几个月前在我身上也发生了一件事
A very close cousin of mine her grandmother passed away
就是我一个我一个那个亲戚的他的那个祖母那个过世了
And so this concept of death was very close in my mind
所以那个时候这个死的这件事情一直回绕在我脑中
And most of us think that wellOkay, death, when it's all over, in that sense, it's very empty.
很多人觉得当死亡这个事情完了过去了我们只是一种空虚。
But if we think about living and then actually living forever, it's kind of scary in a way as well.
但是有时候我觉得说如果我们不会死活得很久的话好像感觉也很可怕。
You can continue to learn, you can continue to speak to people, you can continue to think.
好像能够继续的去跟人传讲更积极的讲话。
But as every day and every day goes past, sooner or later you'll run out of things to think or run out of things to say.
好像这样一天一天过去了，你可能就会无话可说了。
And I was really, really worried about this until I talked about this with my mom.
我又对这件事情很担忧，所以我就跟我的妈妈有一起谈话。
And she told me this. She said, "Okay, say if I spend eternity with you."
他就告诉我说如果我又永远跟你在一起的话
And we run out of things to say
我们好像已经彼此之间无话可说了
If you run out of jokes, you run out of punchlines, you run out of things that are funny
好像你已经再也没有可说的笑话你没有任何好像特别有趣的事情来告诉我
Run out of things to show love or run out of things to show joy
好像你已经没有事情可以做来表达你对我的爱
Will you still...Be happy with me.
那你会觉得跟我在一起还会开心吗
？And I said, of course.
我的回答说当然会。
Because it doesn't matter if I lose the things that I want to say.
因为实在不在乎我已经失去想要说什么。
If I run out of things to say, that's fine because it's being with family that makes us happy.
因为不是说我们能说什么那是因为跟我们的家人在一起我们觉得开心
Not the things we do, not the things we say but their mere presence is enough to make us happy and feel love
所以不是我们做什么我们说什么那是因为在一起的时候我们彼此就喜乐
And this is something that I don't think will fade
我觉得这些不会退色的
In the same way the Father in Heaven knows this and loves us
我们天上的父也是这样的认识我们爱我们
so he calls us to spend eternity with him in the same way
他也呼召我们把将永远与他在一起
and to be honest I'm still very terrified as you can see
好像现在你也觉得我好像很那个害怕
I'm not the strongest or the most faithful
因为我不是那个最刚强最有力的
but I trust that God loves me and will continue to love me throughout all eternity
所以我只是信靠神会爱我也会永远的爱我
Thank you
谢谢
分享一下就是昨天晚上的那个空难
I'd like to also share on the air disaster that we saw last night
每一次碰到灾难的时候都会让我想起就是我以前的经历很特别的经历
Every time I saw such disaster it reminded me of a very special experience that I had
我 我不是看看那个空难的人，而我是里面的幸存者。
I'm not really looking at the air disaster, but I was actually a survivor.
所以我对一些就是在08年的时候在中国有一场很大的地震，我估计大家都知道。
I believe that you all remember back in 2008 there was a great earthquake in China.
很幸运也很不幸的是我就在那里面。
I was actually within that earthquake zone.
那个时候我就是就是在那个地震当中我没有死。
I did not die in that earthquake.
所以我觉得经过那一次的时间，因为已经过去了六年，但是当昨天晚上的空难重新的提起的时候，也给我一些提醒。
Even though it happened about 6 years ago, but last night's air disaster video reminded me of what my experience was at that time.
所以你当觉得有一些真实的生命在你面前，就是死在你面前的时候，你就会觉得这是一件很严肃的事情。
But when you see people that you know pass away or die before your very eyes, this really brings some sort of a shocking experience to me.
有些人他们在大学的图书馆里面，他们在温习功课。
Some of the students were actually revising their lessons in the university libraries.
下一秒他们就倒在地上。
And then the next minute they were all fell into the ground and they died.
所以有些人他们在计划着他们毕业之后要怎么做。
And some were actually planning what they're going to do after graduation.
下一秒他们也倒在地上。
The next second they also fell and they died.
所以在这场灾难里面，不管是大学生，也不管是小孩子，不管是老人家，很多人死在这场灾难当中。
Many people pass away in that earthquake, whether they are old people, whether they are young students, whether they are children, they all pass away. Many of them pass away.
在那个就是最严重的那个地方，是之前叫做北川的那个地方。
And in the area that has the heaviest casualties in Beichuan,
那是一个非常美的一个山谷。
It's actually a very beautiful valley.
里面有桥。
It had bridges.
有一条河。
There's a river.
然后它就在两座山的中间。
And it's between two mountains.
当地震来的时候，两座山就靠在了一起。
And when the earthquake happened, the both mountains crashed through each other.
中间是一个旅游的一个地方，非常多人在那里旅游，在那里住。
In between the mountain, there is a very famous tourist area. Many tourists stay there.
所以瞬间的时候，那些人可能在吃饭、睡觉，甚至在走路。
So while they are sleeping, walking, or eating,
一下子就都埋在里面。
And they were all buried.In that earthquake.
然后一些小孩子他们在上学
，and some young children going to school.
整栋的楼就是从一楼就整个的都塌下来
，and story by story, the building just collapsed upon one another.
所以当我们后来去做志愿者去看的时候
，and later on we being a volunteer to went to visit those areas.
那些 building 就是成为一个坟墓了，就没有再挖出来。
Basically, those buildings became like a permanent cemetery, and they did not try to dig them out.
很多小孩子就在里面，然后就那就是一个坟墓，就是被围起来，就没有人再把尸体挖出来。
And basically, the whole building site became a permanent cemetery, and they just cordoned them around, and no one tried to dig them out.
刚才说的北川也是慢慢的也成为一个坟墓，里面埋了很多的人。
And in Beichuan, that tourist area also became like a cemetery for many people who were buried alive.
这件事情给我很大的触动。
And this really shaken me.
就是不管基督徒、非基督徒，都在这个场灾里面都有死，都有他们都有结束他们的生命。
Among the casualties, there will be Christians, there will be non-Christians. They all have their life concluded in that area.
所以但是。会给我们一个问题
，But there arises a question，
就是为什么神要让那么多人死去
why did God allow so many casualties in such a terrible disaster?
我们也在一直问这个问题，为什么神要让马航啊，或者是日本的这个航空公司那么多人死去？
And we ask the same question about the Malaysian airline, about the Japanese airline, so many casualties.
我们之前我们基督徒当中我们有很多的讨论。
And among Christians, there are many such forums that talk about these issues.
最后我们的答案是不知道。
Our answer is we do not know.
但是我们知道的一点是神他知道他在做什么。
But what, one thing we're sure of is that God knew what he is doing.
所以回到我们自己。
And we come back to us.
就是当我在在跟死亡真的擦肩而过的时候，
so as I have that encounter with death so close by,
我觉得我有很庆幸的一点，
I have something that I feel fortunate,
即使下一秒我不在这个世界上，
even if the next minute or seconds I won't be remaining in this world,
我知道我会去哪里，
I knew where I'm going,
因为我知道我是一个重生得救的基督徒。
Because I knew that I'm a born again Christian.
所以你会觉得这一点是非常非常给你平安的一点。
So there's something that I feel peaceful about.
之后的话，我们也会向一些同学、一些朋友来传福音。
And after that disaster, we try to share gospel with our friends and our classmates.
他们的反应是，他们觉得他们很庆幸。
And their reaction is that they also felt that they were fortunate to be alive.
逃过了这场灾难。
That they escaped from this disaster.
他们觉得比那些死的人他们比较幸运。
In a sense that they are a little bit more fortunate than those who passed away in the disaster.
所以他们也是一直的来笑我们传福音给他。
And they even laugh at us for sharing the gospel with them.
他们把这个我们就是地震之后向他们传福音，他们当做一种笑话。
For them, it's a joke that we try to share gospel with them after that disaster.
当时我们觉得很伤心。
And we were sad to hear that.
但是后来想想，这也是很正常。
But later on, we thought about it as we felt that it's quite normal.
因为他们觉得他们的生命就像一次赌博一样。
Because they think that their life is like a gamble.
如果你摇到骰子摇到大，你就不会死。
And if you are fortunate, you will not die. I don't try to translate that. Okay.
所以如果你摇到死的那一边，那你就完了。
And basically, if you're on the other side, the less fortunate side, then you will pass away.
所以他们都是像就是把自己的生命像一场赌博一样。
So to them, life is like a gamble.
所以我就觉得信跟不信的真的差非常的大。
So as if the fortunate and unfortunate people, there is a big difference. Okay. Believer and unbeliever, there's a big difference.
所以当昨天晚上有一些弟兄或者姐妹他们在笑这件事情的时候。
So last night when there are some brothers or sisters who were joking around while the video is being played.
其实我觉得很正常。
I felt that it's quite normal.
因为你们就是不知道。
Because you have never witnessed such disaster.
不懂。
You do not know the magnitude of the matter.
但是我觉得重点是你要想想如果真的是。
But what I want you to see that if it really is true.
如果你真的中奖的那个人是你。
If you are the less fortunate one that was in the midst of that disaster.
你不可能说不可能是你不可能说不可能一次都是没有一次是我可以就是说你那么幸运都一直跑过去没有一次会这样中奖会得一些事故什么。
And you would not think that you'll be so fortunate that you'll be able to escape every single one of those things that happen to you.
所以这就是说对于没信的一些朋友 所以要想想将来，想想你的永生。
So to my friends here who have yet to believe, I want you to think about your future, think about your life.
对于我们接受的，想想我们的生活。
And for those of us who have believed, think about our life at the moment.
我以前是一个很忧愁的人。
In the past, I was a person who tend to be a bit more sad and sorrowful.
我会忧虑很多的事情。
I will be anxious about many things.
但是从今天早上掰饼聚会完之后
，But this morning after the breaking of bread meeting,
给我一个很大很大的一个触动。
I was moved greatly by something.
就是主把一切都已经担当了。
Basically, the Lord Jesus had bear upon himself all that we supposed to be punished with.
甚至愿意为你去死。
He is willing to even die for us.
那你的生活还有什么困难的呢？
So what else in your life should trouble you?
即使你现在离开世界。
Even if you to leave this world now.
即使我离开世界。
Even for me to leave this world now.
那我也是跟主在一起。
I shall be going to be with the Lord.
所以像保罗所说的是非常好。
So like Paul said, it will be wonderful.
因为我想，那就永远的是一个 camp 在那里。
It's like going to an eternal youth camp forever. 而且
好多的，好多人一直 camp， 永远永远的没有结束的 camp。
There will be a camp that lasts forever, and they will enjoy.
在享受这种 camp 的那种快乐感。
Enjoy the joy that we can have in the camp all the time. Thank you.
So, hi everyone.
大家好。
Okay, so I'm going to be really, really brief here. I don't want to talk too much.
我不想讲太多，我又很快的把它讲一下。
Oh yeah, I'm Deborah.
她的名字是迪波拉。
My Chinese name is 林恩。
啊，她的名的中文名字是林恩。
Yeah, so youth camp has been a new experience for me.
这个青年营对我是一个新的经历。
And I remember when I was like maybe 7 or 8.
我记得当我七八岁的时候
and I went to church,
我也去教堂
and everyone told me, oh yeah, Jesus died for your sins, and everyone, like, they asked me questions, and I said, yes, Jesus did die for my sins, that's right.
所以那个时候去教堂，人也告诉我说耶稣为我的罪而死，又问我说耶稣是为你的罪死吗？我也说是的。
But that was always etched in my mind.
那个好像只是我的思想中的答案而已。
But as soon as I came here and everything kind of fell into place.
当我到这里来的时候，好像很多东西都散了。
And that kind of like etched into my heart now and my soul.
当我来到这个 youth camp 的时候，那个好像我以前那个所听的那些，现在都变成那个真实进到我的心里面了。
Yeah, so that's basically what I want to say. And、
yeah. 这是我想要讲的。
我坐在下面，不知道我应该不应该上来一点。
I was sitting down there, I'm not sure whether I should come out at all.
我看上去比较老。
Because outwardly looking, I'm very old.
但是我实际上不是很大。
Actually, I'm not that old.
感谢主哈，这次有机会来参加青年。
Thank the Lord that I can come to the youth camp this time.
我想这次营会的信息对我每个人都是有很大的帮助。
I felt that the messages in the youth camp are of great help to us.
在营会中我们也认识了很多新的年轻人。
I also come to know some of the new young people that we have not met before.
今天的早晨那个聂弟兄的信息。
And this morning, Brother Neil's message.
特别提到有一些东西会影响我们来亲近主走跟随主的道路。
He mentioned about a few hindrances that stop us from following the Lord.
我一边听我也在一边思想。
As I was listening to him, I was also thinking about these things.
我想到我这个年龄可能都会觉得我们都是很忙。
When you come to an age like mine, that you felt that there are lots of things that kept you busy.
我记得我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
刚来澳洲不久。
I just came to Australia.
那时候在一个韩国餐馆打工。
I was working in a Korean restaurant.
那个老板差不多四十多岁。
The boss was about in his 40s.
有一次他就跟我们讲。
And one day he said to us,
他说二十岁到三十岁好像很久。
He said, from the 20s to the 30s, it seems a long time.
但是他说三十岁到四十岁眼睛一眨就没有了。
But from 30 years old to 40 years old, it just twinkle of an eye and then you reach there.
那时候他还没过四十，说不知道四十以后是怎样。
And he is not yet not yet in his 50s, so I'm not sure what will happen after 40s.
我今年已经五十多了。
And now I'm in my 50s.
我想我们在这边都有个体会哈。
And we all have this understanding here.
好像每年还在年头。
Every year at the beginning of the year.
但是一眨眼就到年尾。
But suddenly, it will be end of the year soon.
所以我想我们每一个信主的都是应该好好思想我们平时应该怎样生活。
So every believer should really think about how we should live our life each day.
我们是把什么放在最主要？
What do we put in the first priority?
就像聂弟兄讲的，我们如果把主放在第一位。
But Neil said, if you put the Lord Jesus in the first place,
好像还不够。
It is still not enough.
但是很多时候可能我们还没有把主放在第一位。
But even now, a lot of times we did not put the Lord Jesus in the first place.
所以我想这次营会确实对大家不管你是刚信主。
So this camp, whether you are a new believer or not,
或者像我已经信主有一点有十几年。
Or like me, who have believed in the Lord for many more years,
都是一个让我们来思考。
All these are worthy for us to think about.
让我们来重新来 focus.
Let us refocus.
所以我想我们虽然营会今天就会结束。
Even though the camp will finish today,
但是我盼望我们出了营之后
,but after we leave this camp,
我们能够仍然彼此的互相勉励。
May we be able to encourage one another,
一起来走这条主的道路。
And to continue to walk together on this journey with the Lord.
特别是刚才有几个弟兄姊妹说到他们现在已经很老了。
Especially a few brothers and sisters who say they are very old.
我相信你们中间很多现在不像前几年还在读书。
Many of you are no longer the students that we used to know you as.
可能已经毕业了开始工作了。
Some of you have graduated and began to work.
将来可能你们还要有家庭。
And later on you establish a family.
有孩子。
And have children.
那我想从市场人的角度来说，你们可能会越来越忙。
So from the worldly point of view, you'll be getting busier all the time.
但是我们还是不要忘记把主放在我们不单是首位。
So
So may we not forget to put the Lord Jesus not just in the first place.
啊，他应该是我们的全部。
But he should be our all and all.
啊，所以让我们彼此勉励。
May we be able to encourage one another.
谢谢。
Thank you.
If those in their 50s
can come out, I mean my 40s, I'm sure I'm qualified as well. So as we're sitting there, we really hope more young people can come out here to share. Very few times I came to the youth camp.
在澳洲大学在大学读书的时候参加过几次，后来我就没有参加过。
I went to youth camp when I was in university and went to a few youth camps. After that, I did not go anymore.
其实我觉得我这一次我是有很多的得着，很感谢主。
This time, I thank the Lord. I came and I gained a fair bit.
神是在借着不同的人、不同的信息，来对我们不同的人有很多的帮助。
God through various people and different messages and help us a lot.
昨天我们在分组交通的时候，我特别提到也有弟兄。有一段的信息对我实在对我感触很深。
Yesterday in the fellowship meeting, I shared about what Brother Neil has shared. Really touched me.
他说他已经差不多六十岁了。
He said that he is in his 60s.
离见主的日子近了。
He's closer now to see the Lord than before.
他特别说到一句话 ，Can't wait.
One thing he said, I can't wait.
这个我坐在那里的时候，我心里就在想，我们每一个人是不是真的有这样一个疤？有心里边有这样一个准备。
I was thinking to myself, does all of us who believe have that same longing?
其实我看到你们这很多年轻人坐在下面。
So I see all these young people sitting before me.
我觉得当我在你们这年纪的时候，就在眼前。
And I felt that I was just like you, not too long ago.
人生真的很快就过了。
Time flies.
所以我后来当聚会以后，我就跟你有弟兄交通了几句，就几句。
So after the meeting, I went to talk to Neil and share a few things with him.
我说我虽然比你年轻将近二十年
，even though I'm nearly 20 years younger than you，
但是我实在是觉得说主回来的日子近了。
But I felt that the Lord is coming back soon.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有准备好
？Brothers and sisters, have we prepared ourselves to meet the Lord?
所以当我们露营的第一天，当一周弟兄在这里讲，我们有没有问自己问题？我有没有得救的确据？有没有这个把握？
So the first day at the camp, Brother Ichiu challenged us, have we been assured of our salvation yet?
我想这是一个非常严肃的问题，不是我们嘻嘻哈哈的。
I felt that it's something of a serious nature, a question of a serious nature, we should not laugh over it.
特别我也很感谢主，感动年轻人昨天晚上有预备这样一个节目，最后一个很特别的节目。
I thank the Lord also leading young people to give a very special item in last night's program.
我不知道这里有多少人是写下了自己的遗嘱。
I'm not sure how many of you actually take the time to write your last five minutes scribble to your family.
我还真是写了，虽然我没有交给徐勇，没有接出来。
Why not? I wrote my 5 minutes of last words, but did not pass to Brother 徐勇。
我想你知道我是怎么写的吗？这是我真实的感觉。
当我来到 you know what I wrote? This is how I really felt.
当我来到生命的最后五分钟的时候。
When I come to the last 5 minutes of my life,
其实我里边正好像徐勇弟兄所教诲，我们有千言万语，好像一下子在这五分钟里边讲不完。
We felt like what 徐勇 has said that we had millions of words to express, but we're not sure how to do it in 5 minutes.
但是有一件事，我觉得我喜乐，因为我终于可以见到爱我的主。
But there's one thing I'm joyful about is that I can see the Lord that I believe in.
因为他为我死。为我钉死在十字架上
，because he was crucified to the cross for me，
他将这宝贵的生命给了我
，he has given me a precious life，
所以，但是我又有很多的遗憾
，but yet I have many regret，
因为在有生之年我没有尽我所能的爱我的主
，because I did not try my best to love the Lord while I was still living，
在我们人生中，在我们的生活中有很多未得之地
，because。In our life, there are many unconquered ground.
我们有很多的失败，有很多的软弱。
We have many failures, many weaknesses.
但是没有时间了，我们要面对我们的主。
But yet we run out of time. We are going to see the Lord.
所以我实在觉得这对我们来讲是一个很大的提醒。
So this is a great reminder to all of us.
我们巴不得能够在这里彼此的提醒。
hope that we can encourage and remind one another. Because we're not sure when the Lord will come back.
不管我们什么年纪，如果主回来的话，那个时候就没有年轻和年老。
Whatever age we are in, when the Lord returns, there's no more differentiation between young and old.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
姊妹们，下午好。
Brothers and sisters, good afternoon to you.
从07年到今年每一届的那个青年营，我只有一次没有参加。
From 2007 until this year, I only missed one of the youth camp.
但是我从来没有上来做过见证。
But I never came out and testified in any of those youth camp.
感谢主，今天我觉得是主感动我上来。
I felt today the Lord moved me to come out here.
我觉得这次青年营给我最大的震撼。
I felt this time in the youth camp the biggest shaken up that causes me to think about is this.
你们都长大了。
You all have grown up.
我也没老。
But I'm not getting older.
我才15岁。
I'm only about 15 years old.
你们猜15岁是什么意思？ Yes.
I'm 51 years old, actually.
我很感谢主，接着这个青年营，我看到神实在是在我们当中工作。
In this camp, I can see that God is working in the life of the young people.
不管我们怎么样的软弱。
No matter how weak we are.
不管我们怎么样的败坏。
Whether how bad we are.
但是神爱我们。
God still loves us.
爱我们的教会。
He loves the church.
爱每一个他的孩子。
Love every one of his children.
我真的是觉得神的爱不是我们能够测度的。
I believe that God's love is not something that we can really estimate.
刚才师兄讲到，他说六年前，就08年的时候是他第一次参加这个青年营。
Sally does not say that she came to the youth camp in 2008.
我也确实看到很多在我们当中的六年前的时候，他们还是个很小的小弟兄、小姊妹。
And I look at some of the brothers and sisters were still very young at that time.
可是今天，当我看到他们在这里很热心的摆上和服侍的时候，我特别的感谢主。
But this year, when I see them so jealously serving the Lord, that really encouraged me.
可见主是与我们同在，与我们的教会同在。
God is with the church.
还有一件事让我特别的摸着我的心的是昨天晚上的那个飞机失事的这件事情。
And last night, the air disaster video also touched me a lot.
在那个最后五分钟的时候，我真的非常认真的去思考了一个问题。
So in that last 5 minutes of my life, I really think about what is important.
以前我从来没有想过这个问题的。
I never thought about that question.
虽然四联马航这个事情发生以后，我每一天都会去想查他的信息。
So after Malaysian Airlines MH370 disappeared, every single day I try to find out the progress of their search.
但是我从来没有把这个事情跟我有什么挂钩。
But I never thought of it as something that has anything to do with me.
当昨天晚上他们把这件事跟我们个人联系在一起的时候，
But when that video last night tried to link us with the disaster,
我心里面一下子就觉得，我到底最后要写什么？
And I started to thought about what am I going to write in that last few minutes.
我非常诚实的说，
I must sincerely tell you that
我没有想到我的丈夫，
I did not think about my husband.
我没有想到我的女儿，
I did not think about my daughter.
我只想到我的妈妈。
I thought about my mother.
我想到我哥哥。
Oh, my brother.
我的妹妹。
My sister.
我的小子女在这。
And then, just thought about those who have not saved.
Rachel, 我的小子女 Rachel.
My niece, Rachel.
还有我的外甥陈安，我
and also my cousin
nephew
陈安，
他们都还没有得救。
They are not yet saved.
我要到天上去。
I'm going to heaven.
虽然这个飞机是要撞上。
Even though this plane is gonna crash.
要到大海去。
Falling to the ocean.
但是我知道我的灵魂是要走。天父那里去。
But I knew my spirit will go to the Father.
我不害怕。
I'm not afraid.
这对我来说是一个解脱。
To me, it's a deliverance.
是一件很开心的事情。
Something I should be joyful about.
但是我的亲人他没有得救。
But my relatives, they are not yet saved.
如果他们没有得救，他们就要下地狱。
If they are in the same plane, they are not saved, they are going to hell.
我非常难过。
I'm very, very sad.
我就写下了。
So I wrote down.
我的遗言。
My last word.
妈妈。
Mother.
哥哥。
Brother.
妹妹。
Sister.
Rachel.
Rachel.
陈恩。
陈恩。
你们一定要信主。
You must believe in the Lord.
我们在天堂上见。
We will see you in heaven.
我真的盼望我这个心愿主能够听到。
I really like the, I hope that this is my wish that the Lord can listen and answer.
我盼望真的能在天上将来能够见到他们。
I truly hope that one day in heaven I can see them all together. Thank you. All the people in front asked me to come out here.
听了秋萍阿姨的就很感动。
After I listened to what 秋萍阿姨 said, I quite moved.
其实我很自私。
Actually, I'm quite selfish.
昨天哭难我写下的。
Last night, after that video presentation, what I written down is this.
因为我自己筹备，我就知道这不是最后的五分钟。
Because I was involved in that planning of that AB item, I know that it's not just 5 minutes that I can.
但是我就写下了我最当时心里觉得我最重要、最想要的东西。
So in that time, I wrote down what I think was what I really wanted.
就是我好想要好好爱主。
I want to be able to love the Lord more.
那种感觉是你想爱，但是你真的没有能力爱神。
And I, even though I would really want to love God, I felt that I'm powerless to do so.
筹备 camp 之前，我一直非常软弱。
And from the beginning of the conference, I felt that I'm quite weak.
有时候祷告跟姊妹们祷告，我就哭了。
And as I was praying with the sisters, I just cried.
那种感觉是我真的是没有力量。
I felt that I'm powerless.
我跟神讲。
I said to the Lord,
我真的是无能。
I'm not able.
就是在苦难前一个晚上，我都跟弟兄们讲，我不要，我想退出。
And even the night before the air disaster presentation, I said to the brother, I really like to resign from this.
就感觉是我里面很软弱。
Because I felt quite weak.
就是在就算我在 game 那个 session 的时候，外面你很活跃，但是里面其实一点都不开心。
So when I was organizing the games, even though outwardly I looked happy, but inwardly I'm not happy at all.
只是你不想要给任何人脸色看，所以你就什么都放在心里面。
Because I did not want to show it, so I just kept it within myself.
所以我就是不停的祷告。
So I keep on praying.
我知道我没有力量。
I knew that I'm powerless.
我就是一直靠着神。
I rely on the Lord all the time.
所以在苦难的时候，我就写下了神啊，我真的好想爱你啊。
So I written down this word, say, God, I really want to love you.
真的那种，我跟神祷告的时候，就真的觉得说，我什么都给不了你。
As if I say to the Lord, Lord, I can't give you anything.
从外面看，我就觉得我好像世界上我什么都没有成就。
Because outwardly looking in the world, I gain or accomplish
nothing.
Spiritually, I felt that I did not love the Lord enough.
就觉得我能给你什么呢?
What else can I bring to you, Lord?
最后在祷告当中觉得神我只有一样就能给你。
And I, in my prayer, I say, Lord, there's only one thing I can give you.
就是我想要你。
That I really wanted you.
所以我觉得昨天的晨更的时候,
so yesterday, during the morning watch,
应该是最感动我的。
I felt that it was the time that I was moved the most.
那句话说, 愿爱的心是我们的, 但是爱的能力是从神来的。
That the desire to love came from us, but that power to love came from the Lord.
所以其实我们不是说我们有什么好的。
It's not so I'm saying that we are, it's not that we are of any good.
但是我们也有颗心说我要。
But if we have that desire, say, yes, I want it.
现在我就是我要, 神, 我现在我没有, 但是我要。
So I'll say to the Lord, Lord, I'm not able, but I want it.
也很感恩, 也, Yuskan 也管啊。
I thank the Lord also that youth camp is coming to an end.
就是这次 camp 跟之前的 camp 让我感觉这次我就是不停地祷告。
And this camp is different to other camps because I felt that I have been praying unceasingly.
因为我知道我真的很软弱,
because I knew that I was very weak.
但是我又相信神会带领我出来的。
But I felt that God will bring me out of that issue, that problem.
然后真的昨天的晨更最感动我的还有是, 我们要到神面前来。
And yesterday's morning watch also moved me to feel that I need to come before the presence of God.
是我们更能跟神的关系。
So that we can improve our relationship with the Lord.
在神面前真实的。
And to be real before God.
什么都可以讲的。
We can say anything to Him.
我软弱, 我差。
I'm bad, I'm weak.
求神来救我。
May God save me.
相信他会救我。
I believe He will save me.
嗯。
我是来这个教会的新人哈。
One of the new people who come to the church.
这是我第二次来youth camp.
This is my second time joining a youth camp.
但是呢，我是觉得也是有很大的一个得着。
To me, I also gain a lot in this camp.
那么去年的话呢，我是有一个更大的一个改变，但是这一次几天的话呢，对我来讲，我也是。
Last year I really gained a lot, and this year I gained a fair bit as well. So I'd like to share that with you.
所以呢，就是当有这个消息，就说我们要举办 Youth Camp 的时候呢，我就是就没有犹豫，我就说哦，我知道我是要去的。
And when I heard the news that there is a Youth Camp being organized, I knew straight away that I have no other consideration. I will register.
然后来到这里的几天的时候呢，我也是觉得。我来了是很值得的。
And these few days I'm here, I knew that it was worth it to come.
就像昨天那个年轻人他们的一个那个drama里面呢，他就讲到。
And yesterday in the drama, a performed by the young people, it says that.
那么有一些人呢是啊、有最好的呢是有180度的转变。
Of course, the best people are the people who have a 180-degree change.
就完全的把你自己就是过去的不好的这些习惯啊，什么都改变了。
That they can change what was very bad before to something new.
但是呢，对我来讲。可能很难，我不知道对很多人是怎么样。
I'm not sure how about you, but to me, to change 180 degrees is something difficult.
但是呢，我觉得先做一步，先走多一步。
But I felt that if I can make a start, that is a good step.
Yeah, 就是像昨天啊、信息里面讲的，就是你是不是真的是想啊、学着像耶稣？
Yesterday's message saying that do you want, at least in your heart, to be more like Jesus?
就是你有多对这个有多认真，多 serious.
How serious are you going to be with this matter?
其实如果有认识我的人也知道，其实我也是有很多事情在家里面，然后我也是决定就是什么都不管，只是来到 camp 里面。
And many of you who knew me knew that I had many things I need to take care of in my family.But yet, I decided to lay them aside and come to this camp.
对，就是来到这里，就是只是与主亲近，与弟兄姐妹在一起。
And to be able to spend time with brothers and sisters to draw near to the Lord.
我觉得这个就是已经是我们走出来的一步。
I felt that this is already a good step to take.
然后昨天呢，我听了那个信息说，你是不是有到底是啊、我们的生命当中或我们的生活当中有一些什么东西是。占用我们很多时间的。
And then yesterday we were reminded to think about what are the things that occupy most of our time.
然后我就发现我的手机里面的其中的一个 game 是占用我很多时间的。
I discovered that one of the games in my handphone actually occupy a lot of my time.
当然有很多个都是占用我时间，但是我觉得我先走一步，我先把其中的一个最我最不愿意放弃的，我先删掉。
I believe there are many things I need to get rid of, but I felt that game that occupies the most of my time will be the first to go.
Yeah, 我知道，可能我不知道啊、你们会怎样，但是我觉得不容易。但是就是在以后的生活当中，就是不放弃，然后一步一步的走。
I knew that this is not easy, but I really want to be able to take it.Step by step, and to go forward.
So just continuing on the last one.
是接着上一个接下去讲。
So I thought I was thinking about the whole degree thing too, like changing 180 or not changing the 360.
我也在想到那个180度还有0度跟360度没有改变的。
And I was thinking that, what happened to the skit?
说那个那一刻那个表演结局怎么样了。
Two people who changed actually managed to change everything.
好像是两个、改变的人好像都全部改变了。
Like they went back and then they listened to their parents or they were nice to their siblings or they stopped gossiping.
好像那个两个改变了他回去就很听、父母的话。
Forget about Jesus.
他们又跟别人讲耶稣。
But I think that the 180 wasn't really the 180 change in action.
但我觉得说那个180度好像并不是那个真正的180度在进行。
There are too many things that just don't happen like that.
因为觉得好像真实里面好像并不是这样就发生的。
But the 180 change is the change in the heart.
但是这180度的改变乃是新的改变。
And it's the determination to now follow God.
乃是有一个决定，清楚的决定，现在要跟随神。而不是说那个好像立刻的变成完美的改变的，这个人的改变。
Yeah, so it's right. It's one step at a time, and it's a matter about your heart.
乃是一步一步的，最主要的是你的心怎样。
It changes in your heart.
你心里的改变。
And everything else comes from that.
其他的接着就发生了。
There's no point changing and doing what your parents say when you still hate them.
所以如果你说只是回去跟听父母的话但是里面还是不喜欢他们
yeah, so that's all.
Oh, I have something to share, but when the sister shared about 180, I also wanted to share something about 180 in the anger. I was like, oh, that's cool. Okay,
yeah, 我刚才听见说那个姐妹讲到关于那个180度，然后我刚刚讲又起来。 也是讲一讲关于这个180度的，没想到Abby是这么快跑上来讲，所以我再接着讲。
Yeah, so I think what both of them said was really good, and I'd like to add a little bit more to that too.
虽然我觉得说那一个表演好像很好，但我在这里也再加多一点。
My understanding of this is, yeah, God doesn't require instant perfection.
我所理解的就是说，神并不是说在我们身上会有这个立刻的改变。
Because if we become immediately like him, then what's the point of staying on earth? We can just go.
好像如果我们立刻就变得跟主一样了，那么神为什么还把我们留在地上呢？
But I believe because he's really merciful, and so he doesn't tell us everything we need to change all at once.
好像因为神实在很怜悯我们，爱我们，所以他没有告诉我们我们所有改变的一切。
We are so horrible, but we don't realize how horrible. And so if he told us all at once, we'd probably just give up and want to die.
因为我们觉得说，如果神将我们身上一切的不好，同时的告诉我们，我们可能就放弃说，算了。
I didn't just make that up, because the past few years I've been realizing that.
因为在过去几年，我其实是自己就觉得这样的经历呢。
That God has been very merciful in teaching me just one or two things at a time.
我觉得神很怜悯我，因为他只是一次只是教我一两件事情。
And when I finally learn it, because I'm very forgetful.
当我学会了，因为常常忘记。
He brings along something else to learn.
就发现又有新的要学习。
Which was there all along, it's just he didn't choose to show me that yet.
好像这些问题一直都在那里，但是神选择没有说一切向我显明，那是一个一个的来。
So it's like what Abe was saying, like little steps at a time.
所以就像那个 Abraham 讲的说呢，是一步一步的来。
But he shows me one thing, and then when I finally change 180 in that, then he shows me another thing I need to turn around in.
他就好像让我看见一件事情，我愿意180度改变了，那么他就让我看见下一个事情，我也需要180度的改变。
And many times I've done a 360 where I say sorry, and then the next day I just do it again.
很多时候我觉得自己好像只是做了一个180度，因为 昨天刚刚做了，今天又是在做了。But
I realize that's not what he wants. He wants 180.
但是我相信这不是主要的，因主要的是180度的改变。Okay,
so now about this camp.
现在我们讲一点关这个青年营的。So
I'm like helping in a lot of things, like with music and stuff.
虽然我在这里帮助了很多关于音乐方面的安排。So
you probably expect that I really enjoy camp and everything.
你可能是觉得说我对这一次好像很享受这一次的青年营会。But
when we were registering, I was like, do I have to register?
但是你们不知道，当我们又那个注册来参加营会的时候，我心里面呢在想，为什么我要去报名呢？
I was like, well, yeah, Dad's going, I'm going, brother's going, so I should go too.
最后我的决定呢是，我爸爸也去，妈妈也去，弟弟也去，那我应该去。And
also, because me and Ava like Sunday school leaders, and we are supposed to encourage the kids to go to youth camp.
我觉得更难的就是说，因为我们在教堂的时候呢是带领那个主日学的，所以我们是我跟我弟弟两个人必须在做一个好的榜样，所以那些啊，OK，sorry，就是那个啊是
Abraham
不是 Jeremy sorry。 因为他跟那个 Abraham 两个人在主日学是又带领一个主日学的，所以他们并且又做一个好的榜样，那么其他的年轻人还可以跟随他们。And
it's not that I don't want them to go, because I really, really, really want them to go.
并不是说我不想他们去，我是很想这些年轻人去。And
thus, it wouldn't make sense if I encourage them to go and I'm not going, so I should go.
所以我的理由就是说，如果我鼓励他们去参加，那我自己不参加，那很不好，那我还是去吧。所以这是我报名。 所以我才报名。And
I was like, yeah, I'm going to youth camp, I don't mind.
所以就是说，去就去吧，无所谓。And
then the day before, I was like really not looking forward to come. I don't know why.
但是在就是又来营地之前的前一天，我都好像很不盼望又来，不知道为什么。Really
didn't want to come.
好像真里面真的很不想来。And
as that night, I was chatting with Kathleen just about like singing and everything.
所以那个晚上我刚好跟那个 Catherine 姐妹两个人在讲这些音乐安排诗歌的方面。And
she said, I can't wait for youth camp.
然后她最终讲了说，我等不及要去青年营。
And
inside us.
哎，好像听了他这句话，我就被激励起来了。
Start looking forward for youth camp.
而且因为听了他那一句话，我突然间就盼望有来青年营了。
Unfortunately, that only lasted the night.
啊，但是呢，结果呢，我这个兴奋只是一个晚上而已。
And the next day, I really, really, really didn't want to go to youth camp.
然后等到第二天的早上，我又很不想来。
Yeah. So, but when I came, and mom was like, you know, something grumpy, just count your blessings, which is very true.
好像我的妈妈就对我讲说，你不要这样老是发怨言，你又数一数主的恩典。我说真的。
I started being grumpy about my like design files and everything.
但是在路上我就开始埋怨说，我在留在家里那些世纪的图画怎么办
？And bemoaning the hypothetical loss, which I was like really thinking that was going to happen.
好像一直在那里自己在梦想说，如果有一个贼去偷我的东西，结果会怎么样
？So after that, I gave it to God, and then I had a nap.
但是最终我就把借着祷告交托给神，然后就在室里睡觉了。
And after the first session, well, in the middle of like Neil's first session.
就是当那个来的时候，当第一场的信息就是那一组弟兄在讲的时候。
Right, the second session, I started being really glad that I was here.
直到第二场的时候，第一个聚会的时候，我才很幸运说我能够在这。
Because it was like God was refreshing my love and desire for Him.
好像神在那个更新我这个不爱他的心。
Yeah. So, thank you that I came. Yeah.
所以很感谢主说我有来。
Because I'm very girly girl and I like to rely on my feelings.
因为我像很多女孩子一样，我都是靠感觉的。
If I don't feel like it, I won't do it.
好像我觉得不好，我就不想去做。
And if I feel like it, I'll do it.
好像感觉好了，话就去做。
So I was sitting there, I was like, I only want to come up if I'm really convicted that I should come up and share.
好像坐在那里，我都在跟自己讲，除非我感觉到自己应该上去的话呢，我才上去。
Which I felt every year, which is why I've never come up before, because I wasn't really, really convicted.
好像每一年我都有这样的感觉，觉得好像我没有被感动，我不应该上去。
But I realized God is.God does not require us to follow our feelings.
但我相信神不是要我们来跟随我们的感觉。
But if He teaches something, then if we know that we need to follow, then we should just follow and not wait for our feelings to follow along.
所以如果我们有需要学习呢，我们应该就立刻顺服学习，而不是要等到我们感觉的好的时候才来学习。
Which leads me to what one of the things that I learned here in camp.
其中我在青年营学习的一件事就是。
I was not deeply convicted, but I knew that this was the right thing to do. I need to do it.
好像我虽然里面没有很深的责备，但是我觉得这个是对的，我应该去做。
This morning, when Neil was sharing about the three things that hinder us.
好像今天早上 Neil 弟兄讲到，我们生命中有三点可以拦阻我们的。
He said, the last one was that we're very busy.
好像最后一点呢，是讲到我们都很忙。
And I'm always very busy.
我就想到自己常常很忙。
I have 4 days of TAFE full time.
好像有四天就去上那个TAFE.
With lots of assignments.
有很多的作业。
And I teach piano, and I also love my violin, so I want to keep learning that, so I'm learning that too.
所以我又在教弹钢琴，然后我又在学小提琴，因为我喜欢小提琴，所以还是一直在学。
And one of the greatest blessings.I've just been discovering recently is that God has allowed me to study something that I really, really, really love.
我有一点就是说，神的一个祝福就是说，他真的让我能够去学习我最喜欢的。
He's given me this gift of creativity, and He's allowed me to further develop it.
因为神让我有很好的设计的想法，所以又让我能够更进一步的去学习。
And my heart's desire is that He would use this to serve Him and glorify Him, and not myself.
所以我心中所想的说，神能够利用我的这一个才干，能够来侍奉他，不是荣耀我自己。
However, because I love it so much,
但是因为我实在爱我的学习太多了。
It's very easy to let it become an idol.
所以很容易它就成为一个偶像。
Again and again, I've given it to him.
好像我很多次都借着祷告将这个交给神了。
But I was realizing it has become quite a big thing in my life.
但是我却越来越发现这件事情在我的心中越来越大。
And I didn't realize until Neil said, like, we're a slave to what we're busy at.
我直到那个 Neil 弟兄讲到，我们是因此我们的忙成为我们忙的奴隶。
I realized Yeah, I'm like a slave to designing.
突然间我看见我自己好像成我这个世纪的啊，专门一个搞设计这个奴隶一样。
So like, because we're supposed to do our best, but I have the other extreme where I love it so much that I try to do heaps and like over my best, and I don't believe in everything.
但因为我们知道我们做什么，我们都尽我们的能力去做，但是我是好像是很那个。那个当时我是好像很那个什么好像废寝忘食的去好像做到比我最好的更好。
And I have been,
极端，我更为一个极端呢。
Praise God, I have been, I believe, faithful in like, spending time with God each day.
但感谢神好像他很信实，在我每一天都有时间在花在他的面前。
And he's been helping me to keep him more in my thoughts each day.
他也一直在帮助我怎么样的来 管制我的思想。
Yet, there's still this other thing.
对，因为还有其他的事。
So I realized that, yeah, I do need to drop some things, or at least drop the amount of effort I put into what I do.
所以我现在明白说我有一些事情我要放下，或者我起码要放下我现在所付出的这么多的精力。
But still, I do my best.And seek to develop this gift God has given me.
好像我有尽我的能力去发展说神所赐给我的这个恩赐。
But not to forget that higher goal that we are all destined for to be like Him and to join Him in eternity.
不要忘记说神对我们更高的呼召呢，是要我们向他而永远跟他在一起。
How that will look like practically, I have yet to pray about it and think about it.
当然这个到底有怎么成功，我还要借着祷告的时候才来明白怎样实际的去行。
Yeah, that's what I said.
这是我要讲的。
OK, 我来最后一个我很紧张。
I'll be the last one. I'll be actually very anxious.
我觉得在这次研会当中我经历了一个改变我没有想到的。
In this camp, I felt certain transformation that I did not imagine would happen.
没有弟兄讲到说一个标准就是耶稣的性格在我们身上能够体现。
And Neil shared about how the character of Jesus can be realized in ourselves.
熟悉我的人可能有一点了解我是一个比较封闭的人。
Anyone who knew me would know that I'm a more like an introvert.
我不是很容易跟人打交道来说话。
I do not usually take the initiative to talk to people first.
我记得在我们刚来营会的第一天，我分到一个宿舍，我是最后一个进去的。
I remember the first day coming to the camp, I was given the cabin room, and I was the last person to get into the cabin.
我们有八个人，我最后一个进去，我分到我要住在那个上铺。
Where there are eight people sharing that room, and I was the last one in, I had to sleep on the upper bunk.
所以呢，我又想到我是不是可以挪换一个房间，换一个人少的房间。
I was hoping to change to a room that are less people.
所以我又知道，徐燕和妞她是住她和住两个人住一个房间，所以他们有一个空床。
And I knew that Xu Yan and her daughter actually having a room to themselves, they should have an empty bed.
啊，所以我就把我的行李搬到了她的房间。
So I moved my baggage into her room.
搬完行李之后，我就回来餐厅，就准备吃晚饭。
So after I did that, I came to the dining room preparing to have dinner.
但是呢，我就觉得，我心里面很不舒服，很不平安。
But somehow I felt not very peaceful about this action.
我觉得好像主在提醒我说，你来这个营会只是为了去有比较舒服的享受吗？
And as if the Lord is telling me, are you coming to this camp so you can enjoy personally your stay here?
其实这是一个很好的机会，能够和弟兄姊妹们有更多的交通和来往。
And this is actually a very good opportunity to get to know brothers and sisters and to have more fellowship with them.
所以我就没有吃饭，我又回去把行李又扛回来。
So I did not take my dinner, went to Xian's room and returned my baggage to the original room.
所以我就觉得，然后在接下来的这几天当中，我感到神在我里面的工作好像让我更愿意跟人有多一些来往。
And these few days in the camp, I felt that God is working on me to make me more willing to talk to people.
以前我曾经跟姊妹们交通说，像我这样的人，神怎么能够改变呢？
I once shared with a few sisters that knew me as a person such as I, how can God change?
但是这一次营会，我看到神真的可以做这样改变的工作。
But this time I truly can see that God did the transformation work.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. So thank the Lord, there are so many brothers and sisters willing to come out here to testify.
不仅有年轻的，还有很多。这个中年的，甚至中年的，就是中年的。
Not only the young people, but some middle-aged people as well.
真的，我想，真的神把我们带到这边，不是一件偶然的事情。
I believe that it's not by chance that we are all here this camp.
我们的这是营会的主题。
The theme for this conference is
Why me, why him, why now?
It's why me, why him, and why now.
我记得刚刚开始在开始营会那个报名的时候
I remember at the beginning of the registration process
只有大概有60个人不到报名
So only about 60 people who have registered
所以弟兄们筹备的弟兄姊妹都觉得说这次好像很多人可能都不会来
And people in the branches in the planning group felt that perhaps this time we will have less people
但是真的想不到神的恩典是真的是多过我们的想象。
But I thank the Lord that it's amazing that God's grace is more than what we can imagine.
结果呢，我们来的人数呢，刚刚好是他们允许我们能够到的人数。
And the numbers in the end, the final number was exactly the same number that is the maximum that this camp allow.
所以我想，其实就像我们主题的第一个问题 ，Why me?
So we say, Why me?
为什么你今天会在这里
？You must say why I am here.
也许你之前你是没有打算要来参加的。
Maybe you did not think that you will come to this camp.
或者你来的时候你是很不情愿的。
Or when you came, you are reluctantly came.
或者也许你是觉得说只是为了应付一下父母来的。
Or maybe you just say, I'll just because of my parents, I'll come on their for their sake.
但是我想经过这三天的时间
I believe that through these 3 days of meeting
我们在这里看到一件的事情
We saw one thing here
就是 why him
Why him
为什么我们要来认识他
Why should we come to know Jesus
我想经过这三天的信息
I believe after 3 days of messages
我们真的看见
We can see that
如果我们的生活中我们没有这位主的话
If in our life we have not the Lord
我们的人生是一个失迷的人生。
Then our life is a lost life.
我们的人生是一个没有价值的人生。
It's a life that is without value.
所以我们真的感谢主，当我们来到这里的时候。
So I thank the Lord as you come to this camp.
我真的盼望每一个来的人真的能够从这次的营会中有所得着。
I really hope that everyone who came here gains something before you go back.
当你回去的时候。
When you go back,
你是把基督带回去。
You are bringing back with you Jesus Christ.
你是把主的祝福和恩典带回去。
That you're bringing back together with you the blessing and with the Lord.
让你真的是能够在以后人生的道路上。
That in your journey in life.
我们能够活出一个主的见证。
You can live out a testimony for the Lord.
然后还有我们营会的第三个说 Why now?
Then we say Why now?
我想昨天的那个 special 的那个最后的那个节目。给大家一个答案。
I believe that special program last night gave us the answer.
这也是为什么我们准备了那个节目。
That's why we prepare for that program.
我不知道弟兄姊妹今天来的时候有没有看到后面那个贴的那些东西。
Did you pay attention to the notice board of the last word?
这个都是昨天很多的弟兄姊妹在最后五分钟写的。
They wrote those in that last 5 minutes.
你看的时候你会有很多的感触。
As you look at them,There's something that happened in your heart.
因为你看到说里面所有写的那些的内容。
And we saw the content of their writing.
他没有人会在最后五分钟写到说，哎呀，我还有很多的作业没有做。
No one say, oh no, I haven't finished my assignments yet.
或者说，哎呀，我还有很多我的工作还没有完成。
Or someone will say, oh, I have so much work to come.
或者说，我的人生还有很多的目标我还没有追求，我要谁要要要要想要成功的那些目标还没有达到。
Or I haven't been successful yet in many of my goals in life.
你看到很多绝大多数的那些写下来的。
And you see that most of the people who wrote something,
都是讲到
they are writing about.
讲到主
They're talking about the Lord.
讲到你的家人
Talking about your family.
讲到人和人之间彼此的那个爱
Talking about the love between you and other people.
所以这个是我们心里面最真实的
I believe this is the most real things in our life.
里面有一章是写的最短的有一句话
There was one that has the shortest description.
我不知道大家有没有看到
I'm not sure where to see it.
他说 ,Lord Jesus, I come.
He said, Lord Jesus, I'm coming.
我们很多弟兄姊妹猜那是 Neil 弟兄写的。
Some people say it was Neil.
我不知道是不是他写的。但是没关系。我想真的当我们知道人生的一个紧迫的时候。
So when we see the last minute of our life,
你才会把你最珍贵的时间和精力放在那上面。
Maybe you will bring, you put all your best life and energy into that final moment.
所以我真的盼望借着这次的营会
,through this camp,
借着我们这次营会的主题
,through the theme of the camp,
你真的需要好好的思想
,that you may truly think about this,
让这次的营会成为你生命里面的一个祝福
,that this camp will bebe a blessing to your life.
最后结束之前我们最后唱一首诗歌。
Can we sing a hymn together? To the last,
81
before we leave. Hymn 81, Be Thou My Vision.
你是我意象。应该是400多少 ?409 吗大本诗歌409。
409 the big English.
4.想这首歌成为我们的一个祷告。
May this be our prayer.
请尼尔弟兄给我们最后有一个祷告。
We ask Brother Neil now to conclude with a word of prayer.
Gracious Father,
慈爱天父，
We thank you, Lord, for the mercies that you've shown us this weekend.
我们谢谢你在这一个weekend 里面给我们的爱和照顾。
We thank you, Lord, for the deep things that you are ministering to us.
我们谢谢你向我们启示比较深奥的事。
You know what you're working.
因为你知道你的工作。
And our prayer, Lord, is that you would finish what you've begun.
我们的祷告是你能够完成你所开始的工作。
That our lives,
让我们的生命
would count for something.
能够有价值。
And that our lives would be relevant to the eternal kingdom.
让我们的生命对永恒的国度是有关系的。
Don't let us waste them.
不让我们浪费这个生命。
Don't let us throw away treasure that we have in you.
不要让我们把这个宝贝丢掉。
Don't let it slip through our fingers.
不让我们让这个宝贝能够从我们的手指中溜过。
Don't let us be cheated out of it.
不要让我们受骗。
Lord, we pray that you would deepen and continue your work in us all.
请你在我们里面做更深的工作。
And help us to hold each other accountable.
让我们彼此负责任。
And to encourage each other.
来彼此勉励。
You are our Lord.
你是我们的主。
You are our captain.
你是我们的队长。
You take us forward.
你带我们前进。
We follow you.
我们跟随你。
You are our provision.
你是给我们的一切的需要。
You are our encourager.
你是鼓励我们的。
Lord, we long.
我们
look forward to the day when we shall see you.
我们期望能够见到你的那一天。
We bless your name.
我们称颂你的名。
And all the people say.
所有的人都说阿门。
最后我们要还有一件事情没有做哈。
There one more thing need to be done.
我们要干嘛？要照相，等一下我们要照一张。